One of the kashas asked on this week's parsha, which I referred to earlier this week, is how is it possible that the Bnei Yisrael, so soon after Gilui Shechina at Har Sinai, so soon after the Nisim Guluyim of Kriyas Yamsuf, in the words of the parsha, the words of the pasuk, Saru Maher, they so quickly, so drastically sin so grievously. Asulahem Egel Masecha, they make themselves a molten calf. They worship it and they say, oh, these are your gods, Israel. How is it possible that the Jews about whom Chazal tell us at Yamsuf, Rasa Shivcha Alayam Mashalo Ra'a Yefteska Ben Buzi, that even the lowliest maidservant at Yamsuf saw the revelation of God's Shechina to an extent that even the greatest of the prophets was not fortunate and worthy to see? How is it possible that at Matan Torah, at Har Sinai, these same Jews saw the Gilui Shechina, they heard God speak directly, and so soon thereafter, they plummet to the depths of sin and of Avodah Zarah, Soru Maher? How is that possible? What happened? That's the most puzzling question that many ask on this week's parsha. My grandfather Zatzal, in one of his Ashkafa Shirim, Chaim Shmulevitz as well, one of his Musa Shmuzin, both offer similar approaches to understand what happened here. Each of them has a very important lesson for us as well. My grandfather said the following. He said, the Rambam paskins that the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael that was created when the Jews came into Israel with Yehoshua ben Nun, the moment the first Mikdash was destroyed, that Kedusha was terminated and ceased to exist as well. Kedusha Rishona, Kedusha L'Shaita, V'lo Kedusha L'Asad Lavo. That Kedusha Ha'aretz that came about with the first conquest of Eretz Yisrael disappeared with the Churban Bayis Rishon. Yet the second Kedusha Ha'aretz, when the Jews came back with Ezra HaSofer after Golas Bavel, even though Second Mikdash was destroyed and remains so today, that second Kedusha, says Rambam, Kedusha Shnia, Kedusha L'Shaita, V'Kedusha L'Asad Lavo. That second Kedusha Ha'aretz remains intact. What's the difference? Why did the first Kedusha Ha'aretz cease to exist with the Churban Bayis Rishon, yet the second Kedusha Ha'aretz continues to endure to this day? My grandfather explained that the difference is, and the Rambam says this actually, because the first Kedusha Ha'aretz was through kibush, conquest by force. You take by force, the minute that conquest is revoked and undone, the Kedusha dissipates as well. The second Kedusha Ha'aretz was not a conquest by force. It was cultivation. It was Jews coming back to Israel with the permission of the Persian kings. They gradually, slowly built up the land, settled it once again, cultivated it. It was not kibush, it was chazaka. Chazaka is a force that is perhaps slower initially, but far much more long-lasting. And so the Kedusha that came back through the chazaka of the second return to Eretz Yisrael outlasted even the second Beis Hamikdash and continues to endure to this day. What that represents, said my grandfather, is as follows. Sometimes you can attain a certain goal with an overwhelming, sudden conquest. That might be easy come, but at the same time, easy go. You get it really quickly, you could lose it just as quickly. When you work on something slowly, gradually, you cultivate it. It's a process. It starts out more slowly, but it's far more long-lasting as a result. Think about the Jews at that time. They were in Mitzrayim at the Memtes Shari Tumah. They were at the lowest of the totem pole, as far as their morality and their Avodas Hashem was concerned, living in the filth of Egyptian society. And all of a sudden, from the very, very bottom, Mikim Me'afra Do Me'ashpos Rebbe Avion, God takes this nation that was living at the bottom of the ladder, spiritually speaking, and all of a sudden overwhelms them with Gilui Shechina at Har Sinai, with Gilui Shechina at Yamsuf. Kafalem HaKagigis, God imposes the Torah upon them. They skyrocket upward in their spirituality, in their madregos. They suddenly see God like no one has ever seen God since. It was an overwhelming inundation of ruchnius, of kedusha. But at the same time, as a result, it was vulnerable. And they lost it just as quickly. Soru maher. You ever see a guy who during high school years was completely not observant, comes to Israel and flips all of a sudden, goes from one extreme to the other, and before you can look left and right, he's all of a sudden become the most yeshivish looking guy, learning 25 out of 24 hours a day in the Beis Medrash, rock solid, and then comes back to what he once called Shmutz La'aretz, and all of a sudden, boom, it's gone. What happened? Sometimes it's a sudden overwhelming kibush, if you will, of Ruchnius and Kedusha, but he didn't properly work to create the basis for it, the bedrock for it, and he wasn't able to maintain it. Easy come, easy go. But if a guy climbs the ladder slowly, step by step, one step at a time, and makes this tikkun, that tikkun, I'm going to work on this today, I'll work on that tomorrow. Doesn't just dive in and transform himself overnight, but he works on it gradually. It might happen a little bit more slowly, but chances are, when you work on it step by step, you work hard at it, it'll be long-lasting. Chaim Shulevitz has a similar idea. He says, the reason why the Jews sinned so terribly, so quickly, is because they didn't have the amelus to earn that kedusha and that ruchnis that they had been given. When you work hard at something, yagatu matzah satamen, you work hard at something, you retain it longer. If it's gifted to you, 1, 2, 3, easy come, easy go. Lesson in Avodas Hashem, always take things slowly, work at it. You're going to cram that for a test. Easy come, easy go. Gone the next day. If you chazer, you learn as you go through it, one day at a time, regularly, consistently, you retain it for much longer. You work harder at it, but the rewards are far more long-lasting. Everyone, wonderful Shabbos. See you, Be'ezus Hashem, Sunday morning, right hand oily.